T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh,
stop f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies.
I said certified free. 7 days a week.
Get him! Get him!
Strangely enough, I now think of this as our song.
Oh, whoa. That's weird.
Make it our Friday shit, but a Friday song, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we're going to need a couple of Funky Buddhas to get through this one. I've got to dull my senses. If you understand what I'm saying, Crowder, you ever need to dull the senses? Yeah.
I call that whiskey swipe. You gotta get the whiskey swiper.
Yeah,
that whiskey swiper, boy. Yep. Boy, 8 minutes than 3 minutes.
All right, so J. Fig joins us with movie reviews at the end of most shows, and she is here now, Jen Figueroa. Hello, Jen.
What's up?
And of course, Alex Dono always joins us, but he can't make it today. Now, what do you think, Solana? You think he got embarrassed by the WAP video, or you think he's really not able to join us today?
I think he's embarrassed. I think maybe his wife caught him watching the video.
Right? Something started to happen that he didn't expect.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dono wore 2 pair of drawers today now. I'm guaranteeing it. He had to suppress the monster.
And Dan Day, he was with us for Cheers 2. He's with us again now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. So yesterday, we were given J. Fig movie reviews, and then she posts the movie reviews on Instagram. J. Fig Radio is her Instagram account. And then we decided, because the whole world is talking about this WAP video, which is, who is it, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
And the song, the video, set all kinds of YouTube records and download records for the song. Like, it is a banger, no pun intended. And everyone.
Is it a banger or a porno? Now, let's be honest. Is it a banger or a porno?
It is. And now, I will tell you this. For people that are not familiar with the video, you can watch it on YouTube. There's a clean version. There's an uncensored version. And let me tell you something. The clean version is not that clean. It's not. I mean, it's not like they're.
They blur out what you know is there.
But I'm saying the words that they chose words to replace the dirtier words. But the cleaner words that they chose aren't exactly clean. I mean, you really get the idea. Anywho, this has gone viral. Everyone's talking about it. So as we were talking with Figgy yesterday, we decided we're all going to watch the video because Figgy herself, who's a music fan, had not watched the video over the weekend. I think Solana and Crowder were the only two that had watched it. And by the way, Jay Figg's movie review today, which is a music video review, she kind of recreates the WAP video.
What?
Clean version, though. Clean version.
Very clean.
As much as a 27-year-old that's living at home and has 15 minutes to film it in her hallway. But correct. She did a pretty good job. You did a couple costume changes. It was good, Figgy.
Y'all, let me tell you, I have not worn a dress in a very long time, and I don't want to.
You look terrific in the dress. It's JFig Radio on Instagram. She did a really good job and did a very in-depth review of the music video. And to give a little more context to it, yesterday on the show, Dan Day backed me up. I was saying, like, I'm 50 years old. I grew up in the 80s. I like thin girls. I like, thin booties, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like... And so thin I did booty. Not think, like, I did not
pancake.
Think.
Pancake is more stable.
I like a girl built like
an airhead. You like a woman built like an airhead.
I like the Leah Thompson, but even like, I don't want to get too whatever, but in my day, who was it? It was like Alyssa Milano, Leah Thompson, Carmen Electra, like just, but thin. So TV I did Kate. Not think. Phoebe Cates. Oh, my God. Dream girl. Mm. So I did not think that this video was going to do to me what it did. And I am here to say.
J5, what's happening to me?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. I am here to say I may not be the person that I thought I was. Or... later in life, I have developed a taste for broccoli. I never liked broccoli when I was younger. I don't think I liked broccoli until I was like 40 years old. So maybe I like something else. I don't know. I'll have to figure it all out. But
I love your open-mindedness, Hawk. This is a life lesson. I love how open-minded you are.
Bro, I am not kidding you. I did not expect to have the reaction that I had watching this video. I was full on into it.
I really hope you were alone.
I was for the second watching. I figured I'll be able to hammer this thing out watching The Office on one TV, and I'll watch this on the couch. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to go more in depth tonight when everybody falls asleep. Lori, you haven't taken Ambien in a while. I'm just thinking.
And then you hammered that thing out, huh?
I wanted to complete my assignment, if you understand. So, all right, Jen Figueroa, though. You're our filmmaking expert. Jen Figueroa, you are a music fan. You've watched the video. You've actually recreated some of it on Instagram. What did you think of the song and the video?
Honestly, it was really on brand for Cardi and for Megan Thee Stallion. I've never really listened to Megan Thee Stallion, but I figured that's in her wheelhouse as well. And like I said, it's on brand. It's Cardi, and it's entertaining. It's fun. And what can you expect? And she pulls off every outfit.
And they are all about it, as they say, Crowder.
There's a lot of artistry going on there. People just don't realize it. They just can't see past, the WAP.
It's woman empowerment. They're just showing off what they got, what God blessed them with. I enjoy it.
Correct. I mean, yeah.
I do say this. I think Figgy said something there. It's a song. Like, people are getting so...
You can't take it seriously.
Yeah,
you know?
People are getting so crazed by this. Now, I remember when I was growing up, 2 Live Crew... did Hey, We Want Some Pee. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, people's heads were exploding. Like, you can't yell that in a song.
It's like Lil Wayne with Lollipop, too. Like, you can't.
You can't be
so deep with this. And it's a genre, too. If you want more deeper meaning, then go to rock and roll, go to blues, go to something else. Just don't go to this.
But no, I don't want to get too serious with this, but think about it. With Uncle Luke and them, it was a man talking about sexuality, and everybody was fine. But now women embrace
standards.
I'm saying, yes, if women embrace what they have and what we already talked about in Love from Uncle Luke and 69 Boys, now women can't do it. I don't listen. embrace what you have and embrace what you do. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion get millions off of their body and sexuality. Why not embrace it?
And I will tell you, I love the Jenner portion of it too. Which one was that? Kendall Jenner?
Kylie
Jenner.
Well, look, you loved it. You loved it, and many people are.
I know. I know. But I don't care. I don't care. I'm all about it. They want to do an extended version with just her. I'm fine.
Hawk, now if I'm at a shake spot and Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are on stage, and song number two Kylie walks out, I'm putting my money away. I don't need to see that.
But she walks out, I'm going to the ATM.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
I'm there with you, Hawk.
Yeah, different strokes for different folks.
You know who the ATM is? Kris Jenner's in the corner giving out money.
Oh my God, yes!
Can you go? How y'all need change? How many ones do you need?
You're not lying. All right, so let's go around. How many mozzarella sticks are you giving the music video, J Fig?
I gave it an 8 out of 10. I'm a rock and roll girl, but, you know, it was really enjoyable.
Yeah,
enjoyable.
It was good. I mean, for you guys. You know?
I'm going to tell you, the music video, artistically, and I know it's you know, dirty and whatnot, but it was really artistically done.
It's a lot of choreography. You are in the middle of a COVID. Like, it's a lot of things that go into place here. And, like, the outfits, it's hard to dance in those. You're taking also her dancing in water. You can slip and fall. It's a lot.
I'm telling you, I thought it was really well. You could tell it was a very expensive music video to make. You know, we know Carole Baskin was annoyed that they used tigers as props. I liked it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Obviously, I've got some deep-seated issues.
She got some wrong things too.
I'm gonna give it 9 mozzarella sticks out of 10. One extra large mozzarella stick, as a matter of fact. There's one, boy. You know what I'm saying? It's not all uniform mozzarella sticks. Crowder, well, how many mozzarella sticks for the video?
Your mozzarella stick is coated in breadcrumbs, isn't it? Yeah, boy. White bread. I am giving it 10.5 mozzarella sticks and a wet waft cloth. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Let's go. Solana, you haven't shared your thoughts on the WAP video.
I loved it. I think it was a forceful music video. And let's be honest, there was power, artistry, and that's just a nasty-ass rap bop. Like, I'm all for it.
It is.
Very catchy.
And do you remember 2 Live Crew had As Nasty As They Wanna Be was one of their tapes back in my day? Like, it's nasty, but that's fine. Like, some movies are nasty, and you don't have to look for the deeper meaning. Like, these are two really hot current artists right now that did a song that this is what music has done forever. Made a whole bunch of people go, whoa, did they cross the line? Right? It's Elvis Presley when he was shaking his hips. Whoa, did he cross the line? And then Uncle Luke with 2 Live Crew. Whoa, did he cross the line? That dude went to the Supreme Court because they thought he crossed the line so much.
Yep.
So
that's what music does.
Look the other way if you don't like it.
Let's be real. Male rappers have been rapping about having sex, have been rapping about selling drugs, have been rapping about whatever they want to rap about. And, you know, people take issue with it, but it's kind of just turned the other way. 2 female rappers rapped about having sex. People want to get mad about it. That's really what happened there. And
Little Kim was doing it, and she got criticized. Just the double standard of sexes is crazy. Embrace it. Because I'll tell you what, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, they shouldn't cover up them bodies. I'll say it. Release the Kraken. Let people see what God blessed you with or what you paid for.
Release the Kraken. There is no question there. how many mozzarella sticks, Solana?
I mean, it goes without saying, 12 out of 10. I mean, this was a banger all around.
12 out of 10.
Yeah. Dan Day, you were with me on the type of ladies that we like, but what did you think of the video?
Well, 3 takeaways from the video. Number one, so many paid for body parts in that video. It was crazy.
That is true.
Number two, J Fig, I'm going to ask you because we're guys, we don't know. That girl at the end in the black and white, how do you learn to twerk like that?
We gotta ask Normani. It's art. It's an art.
That
it's
was
an
art. That was crazy. Number
three. I didn't even want to try to replicate that in my video. There was no way in hell I was gonna be that.
My video's coming up later. I replicated.
Yeah, I think it would be great if I think it'd be great if Jay Fig tried to do something like that and pulled a hamstring.
I'd probably
torn ACL.
Like Taylor Swift or something. Nothing.
No, I know what happened. Mr. Figueroa would come in that room and start whooping ass.
That's yeah, with true. The chancleta.
He's going to say, you're going to move your ass out of this house if that's the way you're dancing in my hallway.
Number so what Jennifer, else, what is wrong? What is wrong, Jennifer? What's going on?
Number three, that Cardi B is fine. So I'm giving it 10 big old mozzarella sticks.
10 mozzarella sticks. All right. Well, there you go. Who knew on a day where the Big Ten canceled their fall football season and the Pac-12 followed suit and canceled their college fall college football season that we would wrap up today's show giving a very intricate breakdown of the WAP video. So
literally.
You never know what to expect on this show. That's what makes us special.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.